Well, welcome everybody. So the say the topic today that we're going to be discussing is on the theme of dying and death, but it's taken because in the Upasika days, what we do is group the different themes under that we're going to explore under different kind of aspects. Some of it is around, say, devotion. Some of it's around social aspects. Some of it's daily life practice. Some of it's meditation formulas. You know, some of it's sutta study. This is under the heading of the kind of social global context. When we were doing the brainstorming for this year's topics, which we pool from a whole bunch of advice or suggestions from various people, all of you people, usually, and amongst the group, and then particularly in our community, then this past winter, there's been quite a few deaths, and then looking at it as well in terms of not just how we cope with death or deal with it, and so, but how does one work with the situation of family, the society and culture around, especially if we're Buddhists and we live within a non-Buddhist culture, how do we approach that, how do we work with it, so I thought we'll split the day up. Because sometimes we do it in different ways. Because sometimes we'll end up splitting up into individual groups or small groups, or having different kinds of presentations. But the way we're going to work it today is I'll give a bit of a presentation around the historical, in the sense of. From a scriptural basis how is death held, how is it worked with family and or amongst the sangha, and then we'll have a group discussion. I'm sure it will go in various directions, and then we'll have a break. And then we'll come back, and I'll be turning it over to Jeannie, and Debbie is going to be pulled in as well to give perspectives on being with family at the time of death or period of dying, and also part of it is. What do we do after death as well? So those are our aspects to explore. And when we come together after the break, there was a very good suggestion to begin that by listening to a short eulogy that Ajahn Yatiko gave at the funeral of his brother who committed suicide last September. So then that was in Edmonton, Canada, and 300 people in the church, very non-Buddhist setting, and then it's a good example of what to do, or how he did it. So I think it'd be a an interesting way to then seed the discussion of and having Jeannie and Debbie sort of to fleshing it out and then having another discussion, and then we close with a short message.